I'll say it again. A damn good song is a damn good song, a damn good song. I always love that tune. Machine Gun by the Riptides. Man, that song is a blazer. Before that, nice reggae version of the Willie Nelson classic, Crazy by Elena Atana. Before that, a little something there for the kids. Deadbolt, Buy a Gun, Get a Free Guitar. Set started. And then we had Ain't We Crazy by some dead old hillbillies. And we started off with the Cramps. Bikini Girls with Machine Guns. And that actually, the video, they wanted that video on MTV, but they would not show it because they said it was too risque. There was one scene of like Poison Ivy firing a machine gun, and all you see is her legs and her panties fall down. They didn't like that. I mean, all you saw was legs and panties drop, but they thought that was too suggestive. But really, really, you see half of those Aerosmith or Poison videos? Damn you, MTV, from 40 years ago when you used to play videos. I think people, that's why there's no more MTV. I mean, it's really strange how the whole landscape and the whole music industry is completely, completely different now. It used to be like bands would get together, hey, we're going to get signed, we're going to get signed, we're going to go, they're going to pay for us to put out a record, they're going to put us on the road, we're going to be big stars. Yeah. Unless you were Jimi Hendrix and you work for Chaz Chandler. Then you're given just enough money to get by on a bunch of drugs, a bunch of girls, and you are ripped off unbelievably as they zigzagged him all around the country. If you ever seen the tour Jimi Hendrix was on, at least the first one, was at least one of the early ones was Soft Machine. They would play like Alabama one night. Then they'd have to drive up to Michigan. Then they that is how crazy. I really don't think that. I forget the other guy, Mike Gordon, Mike Scott. The other guy that was Jimi Hendrix's manager. And I remember there's an interview with Kevin Ayer saying there's a special place in hell for those two guys for what they did to Jimi Hendrix. You know, I just drove him ragged. And then they actually forced him to say, you know, you got to set your guitar on fire every time. He goes, well, I just did it that one time as a thing. No, now you have to do it. Here, have some more drugs, have some more chicks. By the way, we'll keep all the money. We'll keep it safe for you. Yeah, just despicable. And the sad thing was, Chad Chandler was actually a musician. He was the bass player for the Animals. And he thought he would make money by being a manager. And just every band that he touched, he just ripped them off like nobody's business. And sadly, you know, when you want, for example, there's so many of these 60s bands that you might even hear some on the radio or like these deep cuts. These people are broke. Tom Rapp from Pearls Before Swine said he never got 1 cent from any of the Pearls Before Swine records. None of that. He didn't get anything. I think same thing with Quicksilver Messenger Service. All of these 60s bands, you know, it was just that one of these things where I want to be famous. I want to put, look at me, I'm on an album, that kind of thing. That was the music industry. It was all about, you know, and then if you were lucky, you were a band like, you know, I don't know, a band that had their stuff. Actually, like Chuck Berry. Chuck Berry was a very savvy businessman. He didn't let anybody, you know, he didn't let anybody mow him down. Nasty folk, but I'll tell you, man, he is some nasty folks, man. Out in that music business. But needless to say, now the music industry is this. There is none. They used to have music videos. You do music videos. Then all of a sudden this music video thing isn't even a thing anymore because they're not about selling records. They're about the downloads. It's fascinating when you think about it. It's fascinating when you think about how vinyl is kind of like a novelty thing. And still, any kind of physical media is kind of a novelty, you know. And if you want to, that's why the only thing to get out of music is what you can get out of it yourself. You know, you play music with some people you can get along with and you make a few dollars or you don't make a few dollars. You put out some records on your own, you know, and you have fun because it just isn't. There's no more Bruce Springsteens. There's no more David Bowies. Those people, I mean, Taylor Swift is like this thing way up here, but there's a gazillion artists doing stuff that make nothing, you know, it's amazing. Cause like before it was like Prince and David Bowie. I mean, there was a list of people. Now there's just a small handful because they have to sell music and tonnage. They have to sell music. Like I need 1 million downloads for you to even like, you know, whatever. Who cares? I don't even care. What am I even talking about? What is that even an issue to me? Why is that even a thing? Worst rant ever. Damn. I'm losing it. I had the eye of the tiger. Now I got like the ear of the jackal. I'm not even close. I'm even close now. Who cares about the music industry? These are rich people that don't care about you. I'm talking about the industry people. All they do is they have a guy. Now I'm going back into it again. Get me out of here. I don't want to be a DJ anymore. Help me, Mr. Wizard. And by the way, I will not be on the next 2 weeks. And if you think there's any way I'm going to let one of you bums come on the radio and do this show, you're sadly mistaken. Because there's like Mark goes, hey, how about a guest host? You know what would happen if I put you guys on this side? You think this is, I tried this experiment once. I had a friend of mine come on and he goes, hey, you know, he's a real funny guy. Hey, I want to go on the radio. This was years ago. I want to go on the radio. You're going to have some fun. Go on. Bring this dude on here. Man, he freezes. He starts sweating and he's freaking out and he's real quiet. And it's like, you know, so that's why if I bring you guys on this side of the radio, you think this show is like up and down roller. You guys, I really think you guys would hate each other's shows. For example, I bring Mark on here. I have him do the show. It's going to be Hawkwind, Hawkwind, and more Hawkwind. I bring Kelvin on here. It's going to be 3 hours of Joe Satriani and Roy Buchanan. I bring RPM up here. You're going to hear 3 hours of Hot Rod tunes. I bring the last guy standing, Scott. Who knows what he's going to play, but it's not going to be this show. That's one thing I like about you guys. There's little nuggets of each of these things that it's like fishing. You guys don't like everything I play. I know it. And I don't care. You know, I'll play like a 60s garage thing. And there's someone in, the Heights going, hey, that's a great tune. Then I'll follow with like, you know, this guy singing Bang Bang, the Nancy Sinatra. And the guy's like, this show's garbage. So it is really kind of interesting how I roller coaster you guys around. But, you know, you stay for the ride. You stay for the ride. Sure, part of it's going to stink. But here's the thing. It's the turd in the punch bowl. You might get a juicy lemon. Or you might get some fecal matter. You never know what you're going to get. But you're going to get it. Oh, you're going to get it. Speaking of getting it, I got to tell you something. What's an interesting one? There is no interesting one. Whew, I'm exhausted. Needless to say, you may not witness bullying every day unless you have a full-time job. But your kids do. They want to help, but they don't know how. So have your kids help you stop bullying. Have them go into the office and tell your boss to knock it off. Say you're working as hard as you can for him. Quit bullying him. He'll get those job reports in when he gets them done. Please quit yelling at my dad. So stopbullying.gov. It's a safe, simple way. Your child can help you to stop your boss bullying you. Just bring your sweet and tender hooligan into your office and have him sit down next to you for your... Do it when it's like, oh, I thought today was bring your kid to work day. And you dress the kid like, you know, like Bob Cratchit from Scrooge. And then you play on your boss's sympathy. And then, of course, your boss fires you. The end. You can't win. The boss always wins. That is how it works. And, you know, that my two rules in my life. I don't want a boss and I don't want to be a boss. I wouldn't want to be your boss. I'd love to say, I'm going there and you're listening to this dumb show, wasting my money. Oh, my nerves. Barrel of my gun. Oh, the one and only Slim Cessna's Auto Club. Guns and crazy in your brain.
She was a blonde from a bottle when she rode in from out west. Her middle name was Trouble. I put her to the test. She scowled and she spat at me, but that didn't worry me none. She'd be saying, I love you. She saw the barrel of my gun. She had a set of 44. She pointed at my face. She was dressed up in leather, trimmed up in lace. I said, can I kiss you? She said, Hedwig, my son. She'd be saying, I love you. And she saw the barrel of my gun. Bang, bang. Yeah, she's good. Bang, bang. It's understood. Bang, bang. From him, I shall crash her like a whip. Like a whip. There we go now. up. Yes, you could. It's understood. From the air, my shirt cracks out like a whip. Shot cracks out like a whip.
There you go. Man, do I miss having that guy in town. He lived for lived in Pittsburgh for a while. Slim Cessna. Slim Cessna's Auto Club Live. Hey, one thing you can do me a favor. I'm here on this radio slaving my brain out for you. You go to the city paper. Yes, it's that time of year where the city paper is actually relevant for a short period of time. And vote, this is hilarious, for the Polkananiacs. They spelt our name wrong. Best international music group. So if you could do that for me, that is the least I can say thank you. I'm saying thank you in advance. So while I play the next song, you should go to the Sydney Paper website and vote for the Polkananiacs, because I would love to get a plaque that spelled the name wrong. So there you go. Another fine moment in journalism, you know, with the Polkananiacs. So yeah, if you could do that, vote for Best of in Pittsburgh, Best International Group. Wally Cox, who is actually the voice of Underdog. What a crazy guy. This was a real 45 that came out in the 60s.
We used to have friend Dufo. What a crazy guy. Always makes us laugh. You know, when you're a kid, you do anything for a dare. You hang over the edge of a roof on a board for a dare. Well, we seen these guys just trying to get Dufo to hang over the edge of a roof on a board. And we seen a board. It was a little thin board. And we told him it wouldn't hold you, you know? So he's going to do it anyway. What a crazy guy. We used to play roof tag. Everybody has to run over the roofs. And everybody has to run under the wire for ratty or something, I don't know. So anyway, everybody runs under the wire but Dufo. Gets him right in the neck. What a crazy guy. You know when a guy can't swim, he throw him in the water, he gets scared. We seen this guy couldn't swim, we was throwing him in the water, and he's getting real scared. So I said to Dufo, hey, pull him out. You know, he's drowning, he's turning blue, everything. So he keeps pushing him in again. What a crazy guy. We used to play backyard race. Everybody has to run across the backyard and climb over the fence, and run across the backyard and climb over the fence, and like that. And whoever gets sitting in first wins. So there's one backyard, every time we run across, a lady comes out and throws things at us. You know, water, pans, bottles, everything. And her husband gets real mad. He puts up a board with nails in it. So every time we climb over the fence, we have to jump over the nails. So one time he's out climbing over the fence, everybody jumps over the nails but Dufo. 16 stitches. What a crazy guy. We used to take different cars and drive it around. We didn't keep them or anything. You know, some guys sell them. We didn't sell them or anything. We used to park them in front of a police station when we used to shoot them. Well, we seen his car. It was a 39 Packard, and the keys is in it, so we was driving around. So I said, let's go over to Dufo's house. So we went over there and left it out in front and went inside. And I said, hey, Dufo, there's my car right there. How do you like it? So he says, that ain't your car. You know, he's real dumb. So I told him, sure, here's the keys. I said, go ahead, take your girl for a ride. So he gets in it. He just gets around the corner and the cops pick him up. He's on 2 years probation. Well, I'll see you around, huh?
Thank you.
That is unlistenable. That is unlistenable. Man, the sound quality on that is pretty bad. Darn it. All right. That was sort of kind of Hank Ballard with Must Be Crazy. Before that, we heard Shotgun, the version from Malaysia by Mazaz Amoritis. Before that, at the set started off with Wally Cox with that hilarious novelty record, What a Crazy Guy. Run and Gun Blues, David Bowie, All Gun Crazy in Your Brain. Once again, that will not be on the next 2 weeks. So let's enjoy our guns and our insanity for the next half hour. I will be back in 2 weeks. I got Steel City Con next week, vacation the other week, and then I will be back with something very unusual. Yeah. Maybe not. Maybe it won't be so unusual. Might be usually unusual. Not quite sure, but it's not unusual.
I count the corpses on my left. I find I'm not so tidy. So I better get away, better make it today. I've cut 23 down since Friday. But I can't control it. My face is drawn, my instinct still emotes it. Stop the war, the general squash, and stop.
shut down, ain't spin that wheel. Click, 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 ain't what you need. Just give a little ring, I guarantee. I'm a country club guy.
You can see that's got Dave Edmunds written all over it. At Shaken Stevens. Man, nice rockabilly from Britain from the probably the 80s, 90s. You drive me crazy. Shaken Stevens, still around doing stuff, which is pretty awesome. And I just always love that production quality that Dave Edmunds gave rockabilly. Kind of just that edge to it. You just know a Dave Edmunds production thing when you hear it. He did the Polecats, too. He was really the whole rockabilly revival thing was so important to that. Before that, we heard a great band that should have been as big as REM, Guadalcanal Diary, with Country Club Gun. Before that, this is great, another fine human being, Shiochi Kina, from the 1970s and 80s, from Japan, basically started the whole like folk rock, and he was like a really active in the politics in Japan. And he came out with a great record David Byrne put out called Asian Classics 2. And I think I forget what year that came, but that was on Luka Bop. So when David Byrne was putting out like Brazilian classics, he did one that wasn't so popular called Asian Classics. And this is the one called Peppermint Tea House. And it's like the best of Shiochi Kina. So, Zabo right here, and we're just enjoying ourselves, aren't we? As we are enjoying being a human being on this spinning rock going through the abyss. Oh, hell to the yeah. This is like some mad roller coaster. And no matter how bad life is, it's never long enough. Just remember that. There's always people complaining, it's never long enough. You know, that's, I hear that a lot. Mm-hmm. How are you guys doing? All right, that's good. I don't know why I even ask you guys how you're doing. Because I know you're doing fine. You're doing extremely well. I can tell. I got those vibes coming over here. I'm going to miss you guys for 2 weeks. I'm not aiming, so I'm not going to miss you. I won't miss. I'm gone for 2 weeks. Next week, I'll be doing Steel City Con, so I'll see some of you bums there. I'll be doing all the interviews. Steel City Con, and then also after that, I'm going to be on vacation. Nice little vacation. And then we're going to finish up Guns and Crazy today. It's been a three-part show, and it's been very fascinating. I mean, the music's been really consistent as far as I can tell. I've said some somewhat interesting things because nothing I say is really scripted. It's just whatever I'm feeling, whatever pops into my head, I just kind of let it go at it. And most of the time it isn't that, but I don't care. That is the beauty of being on this side of the radio. And remember, no matter how bad this show stinks, it's still a million times better than anything else that's on the radio. That's what I think I always tell myself. Like, man, I really didn't say anything very profound or very funny. And the whole idea of comedy and funny is so bizarre because tragedy is when something bad happens to you. Comedy is when something bad happens to somebody else. So that's pretty much sums up human beings right then and there. You know, it all started with the first caveman slipping on the banana peel. Everybody laughed, and then it was all downhill for the human race after that. Here's Leaky Lee with a gunshot doing Guns and Crazy. All right, let's take it away.
I'm Blues. I'm laughing. change my notion. Cut that right in motion. Ain't you thinking on an instinct crazy wine? Everybody calls it love. Me and my little turtle dove. And ain't you thinking on an instinct crazy wine? Why would I go insane? Standing out in the rain, yeah. Thinking about my baby. It doesn't mean a thing. Everybody knows it well. Me and my little mademoiselle. It ain't you speaking on an insane crazy plan. I don't hear. Oh, be that, 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 that. Oh, be that, that, that. Oh, that, that. Oh, that, that. I don't care. Everybody knows it's love. Me and my little old saddle down. It ain't you singing on an instinct crazy plan. Everybody knows this notion. All about that deep blue ocean. It ain't you singing on an instinct crazy plan. I'm going insane. Still standing out in the rain. Yeah. Still $1,000. It don't mean the same. Everybody knows it well. Yeah. Me and my little mademoiselle. Uh-huh. Ain't you singing on an instinct crazy plan.
Well,
I don't look here. Oh, but that.
The Memphis Jug Band with Insane Crazy Blues, and by request for Paul Smoking the Grassy, a real nice rocker from a bit back by Squeeze, who's still an astounding band. Seen them live not that long ago, and they still are amazing. How they write music, it's interesting. Chris Difford writes all the lyrics, and Glenn Tilbrook writes all the music and does most of the vocals. And it's interesting. They tried flipping it around the other way, and the way that these guys write, it's really interesting. One guy can really write lyrics. Other guy can really write music. Annie, Get Your Gun by Squeeze. We heard the crazy Laughing Yodel by Yodeling Shorty. And my gosh, only got 10 minutes left or 10 minutes left. I'm just winding down, and I'd like to thank you guys for these fabulous requests today. You really made me enjoy my own show. So that is really a nice thing. It is a very, and music is so fascinating when you think about it. I mean, life without music is just pointless. I mean, life is varying degrees of pointlessness. Yeah, I'll give you that. I mean, it's really varying degrees of pointlessness. But without music, I just don't really see any point at all. I mean, music is so music and dancing, it's really the stuff that separates us from, you know, amoeba. Not Tommy amoeba, other amoeba. Amoeba, paramecium, all of that stuff, all the microscopic things. I mean, I don't think there's much music going on a microscopic level. I just don't see that, you know. Maybe, but it definitely doesn't have the sophistication of Insane and Crazy Blues. All right, got 10 minutes left. Here's Kids with Guns by Gorillaz. Zombo in your brain. I won't be on the next 2 weeks. But let's get guns and crazy. Maybe not. Maybe we should. Maybe should put that a different way. Let's not get so crazy. Have the crazy and then lose the guns altogether, maybe. I don't know. What am I going to do? I'm not. Just talk stupid on the radio.
Kids with guns. Kids with guns. Take it over. But it won't be long. They mesmerize. Skeletons. Kids with guns. Kids with guns. Easy does it. Does it take up something to say?
Does it turn into monsters? Turning us into fire. Turning us into monsters. It's all desire. It's all desire. It's all
drinking
desire.
Out. Pacify. Does it easy? Does it? They got something to say.
Does it turn into monsters? Turning us into fire. Turning us into monsters. Salt desire. Salt desire.
It's real.
Begin to fly. My heart jump, jump, jump. I can't control myself no more. And he's just got me on the floor. Yes, I'm crazy, ain't you heard? Crazy mixed up world. Crazy mixed up world. Crazy mixed up world. Crazy mixed up world.
That stuff never gets old. Ray Kondo and the Hard Rock, whatever his other band was. I don't know. But Ray Kondo, what a dude. Crazy mixed up world. And in front of that, I was thinking, oh, I want to play something new. Let me play something like Gorillaz. So I played Kids with Guns. I looked down, the song's 20, almost 20 years old. And that's considered newer music. It's just, it's fascinating, this how this time works. And the interesting thing is, too, we always think about time. And I did a whole thing on time. And when you really got to think about it, it's just like time just exists because we know this is what we have. This is the dimension we're in. That's why I think like this whole idea of eternity and all this stuff, it's just a place with no time. Yeah, it sounds weird, doesn't it? It is weird because we can't grasp our brain around it. But you could possibly grasp your brain around the next show. I don't know if she's showing up or not. It's got a few minutes left. Stormy weather. It's supposed to be every Friday, 1 to 2 p.m. right here. Maybe she'll show up. A mercurial mix of tempestuous post-punk to sunny twee pop. So there you be with that. And I must tell you about Pinckney Hall. I don't know if Tanny Joe's going to be in next week, but Pinckney Hall, tender ditties, lighten your heart, sharpen the mind, and embolden the spirit. That's right, Fridays, 9 to 10. See, these guys got these one-hour shows. It's a three-hour thing. It used to be 5 hours. It used to do 5 hours. All right, hey, she's here. So let me play No Guns Town. Natty King, I'll see you bums in 2 weeks. I'm remaining in your brain. I remain in your brain. See you guys in about 2 weeks. The stormy weather starts right about now.
Hi, this is Danny Glover, and you're listening to 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh.
Original, girl, you want a replica?
No.
Smoothie, no regular, degular.
No.
Pretty for real, I'm pretty for my cellular.
No.
You don't say you're hot.
No.
They never had a pretty girl from Joburg to me now, and that's what they prefer.
I don't touch no wheel cause I got a chauffeur. First class how I get around the world. Just miss me with the drama. Unless you come in with the commas. Or DJ turn the sound up. Cause we about to pour the rounds up. From Jersey to Ibiza. They say it doesn't get sweeter. Feel my body. Chump, 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 dum, 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 back it up, up. You know I love to make it chump, 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 chump. You know I love to make it chump, 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 dum, 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 back it up, up. You know I love to make it.
Only gotta make a call and I'm here. Don't no one know your vibe, oh yeah. Listen to me, I put some carrots in your ear. Make this stitch up, I wanna put it in the ring. Wanna get the ass, serve it like a dealer. Creeping out the one thinking in the middle. Making Joe Birdie couldn't feel no willer. Help her rip bitch in a Polaroid. Right. She a traveler, you know what? Pimps feet feeling like a sirloin. Told the chauffeur, take your shit, she nest up. Have a play with you, be a war war.
From Jersey to Ibiza. They say it doesn't get sweeter. Feel my body. Chump, 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 dum, 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 back it up, up. You know I love to make it chump, 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 chump. Oh, you know I love to make it chump, 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 dum, 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 back it up, up. You know I love to make it.
Original, girl, you want a replica?
No.
Smoothie, no regular, degular.
No.
Pretty for real, I'm rich, I'm a cellular.
No.